Welcome to another episode of our podcast, Let's Talk TriDelta. Thanks for joining us. I'm Mindy Tucker, TriDelta's VP of Marketing and Communications and Managing Editor of the award-winning Trident magazine. As we begin our fall for kindness in TriDelta, we are continuing to provide powerful and engaging programming to all of our sisters at every age and stage of membership. Also, in exciting new formats to meet you where you are. I'm excited about what we're bringing you this fall to keep you connected and enjoying our sisterhood, even when we can't be together. We're hosting our first ever International Founders Day celebration virtually on November 8th. And on November 13th, we'll celebrate World Kindness Day and TriDelta's Day of Giving. And we hope you've checked out leader.org. That's leader with three D's, of course, where you can find dynamic content in our online platform. And that's what today's podcast guest is bringing us, another great learning experience for leader.org. She was the expert behind our new offering. She just joined us for our first Lead You event, where we learned how to get ourselves organized. Boy, do we not need this right now, ladies. I'm so happy to welcome Lisa Woodruff. She is a productivity specialist, home organization expert, and the founder of and CEO of Organize 365. Lisa provides physical and motivational resources, teaching busy women to take back control of their lives with functional systems that work. She's the host of the top-rated Organize 365 podcast, which was featured on the Women's Day podcast of the month, and where she shares strategies for reducing overwhelm, clearing mental clutter, and living a productive and organized life. Doesn't that sound like a dream? Lisa has authored several books, Amazon best-selling books, is a sought-after trainer and speaker, and is often quoted as saying, done is better than perfect and progress over perfection. We'll come back to those in a minute. As a recognized thought leader, Lisa's work has been featured in Fast Company, U.S. News and World Report, Women's World, and Ladies Home Journal. So sisters, after months at home in quarantine, who does not need a little organization in our lives? Lisa, thanks for joining us on Let's Talk TriDelta.
Oh my goodness, I am so excited to be here. What an honor. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, this is going to be a great conversation and much needed, I think, for many, many of our members. We loved having you for your keynote recently, and there were so many great tips that you shared. Before we get into that, I want to hear more about your background as an educator and entrepreneur and how that sort of led you to Organize 365.
I am so extremely blessed. I am a fourth generation female college graduate. So my great-great-grandmother went to Kent State University in the early 20s.
Wow.
And she got a degree in teaching. She was a teacher, but she also owned three different businesses. She owned a floral shop, a gift shop, and a restaurant in the 30s and 40s.
It is in your DNA.
I mean, and then my grandmother went to Kent State and she was an Alpha Phi. So I'm a legacy for Alpha Phi. She got a degree and she helped her spouse and created some unique businesses on her own. My mom went to Purdue University. She was a Theta. And after she graduated, when we were in grade school, she started her own business from scratch and ended up having over 25 states represented in a direct-to-consumer clothing company that she sold in 1985. So when I went to go to college in 1990, I was like, I just want to own my own business because my dad also owned his own business as did his dad. And my dad was like, great, I'll take your college money and you can get started. And my mother was like, oh, no, you don't. She is going to college. She's having the college experience. She's having the sorority experience. She's having the full, she needs to be set up for success in all of those ways. So I went to Miami University. I was an Alpha Phi. I did get a teaching degree. I was a teacher when my kids were younger. And then in 2012, I was getting ready to turn 40. My kids were in late grade school, early middle school. And that's when I decided time to do it, time to start my own business. I named it Organize 365. I had no idea what I would sell, how I would make money. I just knew that I was ready to be in business for myself.
I love it. Well, you have said that organization isn't a skill you're born with. Clearly, starting a business was for you.
Yes.
But if organization isn't a skill you're born with, you say you develop it over time. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes. So I was an extremely organized child, and I was organized when my kids were little. And my mom is an artist and not organized. And so I thought, oh, poor mom. She's just so creative, but she just can't be organized. And I would always organize her. Well, when I was 40 and I started to Organize 365, I was selling products, I was blogging, and I was doing a direct sales company. I kept doing these bigger and bigger parties. There were like 25 people at a direct sales party. Like, have you ever been to a party that big? And they were all that big. And I said to the host, I don't know any of these people. What are they all doing here? And she said, well, Lisa, everybody wants to know what a professional organizer has to say. And I was like, I am a professional organizer? She's like, yes. I was like, oh. So then I thought, oh, well, you poor people who aren't organized, I'm the professional, so I'll have to organize you. And for 3 years, I went into people's homes and I organized them. But a funny thing happened along the way. Around year two, I had trained two people under me to go into houses and organize on my behalf. So I taught them how to organize the way I organized. But then our clients would call and cancel. And it wasn't because they ran out of money. It was because they could finish the job themselves. And I was like, what do you mean? 3 days ago, you didn't know how to do anything. We were supposed to do the whole house. What do you mean? And they said, well, we've been watching the questions you've been asking us, and my husband and I can now finish the job ourselves. You taught us to be organized. I said, oh, wait, this is a learnable skill. Game on, because I can teach. So I can then take that, like I could teach through video. I could teach through podcast. I could be a teacher online. Like anybody can get organized, because very, very few people can afford a professional organizer. And then I was like, well, if it's teachable, why hasn't anybody taught it before? Or why aren't more people learning it if it's just a skill like math or reading or something like that? And I realized the second piece of doing this in-home professional organization was I organized a child differently than I organized someone who was a retiree. I organized a 40-year-old woman different than a 30-year-old woman. And I determined there are four phases of life: childhood, accumulation, survival, and downsizing and legacy. And each of those need different organization. And the easiest way to think about that is think about your kitchen. Like, you didn't care how the kitchen was organized when you were a kid. You just wanted things in there and your parents told you to put things back where they were. In your 20s and 30s, when you get your own kitchen, you realize you own nothing. You have no plates. You have no forks. You have nothing. Every recipe you go to do, you have to buy everything for that. In your 40s, you realize you're never at home. That's great. You have this gorgeous tricked out kitchen, but you're eating fast food because you're always driving everywhere. And 90% of what you eat, you drink. It's a shake, it's a coffee, it's a wine. Like, just go through your liquid day with a little bit of protein in there. And then downsizing and legacy, you have this gorgeous kitchen that you use for holidays and when people are quarantined with you. But other than that, you make breakfast there and very few meals, but you need to have all the things for when you host Thanksgiving dinner. So you use your kitchen differently, even though it's the same kitchen.
That's a really interesting way to rethink the seasons of life.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. Yeah, I love that. That makes a lot of sense to me. And the word survival for the stage I'm in right now,
right,
is pretty accurate.
You poor thing. For all of you who are schooling from home, it is not homeschooling. You are schooling from home. Your job is to make sure everybody is alive. It's back to when the kids were 2, 3, and 4. Make sure everybody's alive, everyone's fed, and when you get overwhelmed, adults take a nap. That's my I have homeschooled and I am a teacher, and that's my advice to you.
I love it. I love it. So for those of you listening, I have been sharing my homeschooling sort of, you know, antics with Lisa. And this is coming at a perfect time because I got to get myself organized with a fourth grader and a mm-hmm. seventh grader heading into this school year. One more thing I want to ask before we get into your big topics is this quote of done is better than perfect. Can you talk a little bit about what that means for us?
Yes. So as you age, I'm 48 years old now. As you age, you start realizing perfect does not exist. And the sooner you realize that perfect is not a destination, it is not something that exists, the happier your life will be. So as a child, I tried to be perfect. My mom was actually a perfectionist. I kept trying to reach this perfection. I was very young when I realized I would never be able to be perfect. And so I equated that to I will be less than, because perfect is A+, it's excellent. And I have replaced that with, I am not a perfectionist, but I am a woman of excellence. And everything I do with excellence to the best of my ability. But perfection is not a place. It is not a destination. And when you think that perfection exists, you will research until you can figure out how to do it perfectly, which means you'll never be able to do it, which means you don't start. And you're going to hear me say over and over again, just start. You know, one thing that needs to be done. Do that one thing. Just start.
I love how you have separated, created a difference between excellence and perfection,
mm-hmm.
because it gives us a way to embrace really good quality work, no matter where it is in your life, without holding yourself to an unattainable standard. That's really genius. I love that. There's some freedom in that.
Yes. So yes.
Thank you for that. That's a great concept. So let's dive into this first big topic here, which is women and organization. And your passion really is around women and helping them get organized.
Yeah.
They can spend their time sort of doing what their purpose in life is. So why have you chosen to focus on women? Why is it important for women's achievement for them to be organized?
Yes. Well, you have to start somewhere. I mean, men are like, come on, give it to us. I'm like, okay, well, I've got to think about how you think. I know how I think. Ladies, you were a child with all these hopes, dreams, and ambitions. And you went to college and you joined a sorority and you got going in your life. And for me, my number one dream in life was to be a Mrs. I went to college to find my husband and I did it. Like, I'm not ashamed. I became a Mrs. And then I wanted children and we had infertility and I worked on it and we adopted two blessings from God. And I loved being a mom. I was a working mom from home, but I said I was a stay-at-home mom and I loved every single minute of it. Those kids are now 19 and 20 years old. They do not need my undivided attention. And I have another 48 years of life left, 52 years, like many, a whole lifetime left to live. And so what I find is that we, especially if we have children, we start to put our worth into being the mom and to being the homemaker and having an amazing home, which is totally a worthwhile endeavor. You can have a very dusty, unorganized, loving home that you are a homemaker of. And we start to do too many of those housekeeping tasks. And I want you to do all of those. And I want you to identify those. And in our 100-day program, what I teach you to do is bucket them, do them less often, do them quicker, and outsource them or delete them entirely to give you more time to do what you're uniquely created to do.
I feel like you just gave me permission not to dust my house.
Yes. By the way, with the pandemic, I can give you statistic proof on this because I did get my house cleaned. And you had to not get your house clean during quarantine. And it is 7.5 weeks before dust is truly noticeable. So every 7 weeks, dust your house really, really well. And then you let it go. That's how long it is.
That is information we all needed today. Yep.
Doesn't need to be done every week or every the weeks. 7 weeks, every 7 weeks dust.
So that kind of leads into this next concept of grace. And
yes.
How getting your home organized sort of leads you to a more peaceful life. But what role does grace play in that, where we sort of offer that to ourselves, I'm thinking, is what you're going to put forth there?
Grace is 99% of the success. You can Google how to organize your kitchen, but also why I focus on women is because women feel like they are less than if they can't open the door and let someone in. And you know, I was showing a picture on my Insta story. I could see the weeds in my yard and I'm showing my house. I'm going, look at those weeds. And I'm looking in the Instagram story and you can't see them. I had to zoom in so you could see them. And then I said to my audience, I said, this is how you see my house. It looks great. And then I zoom in. This is how I see my house. I see the weeds. And when you go over to a friend's house and you walk in, do you see that their baseboards haven't been dusted? Are you checking their bathroom? Are you looking to see what's inside their cupboards? Absolutely not. But when your mother-in-law comes over, that's all you see when she's walking in the door, every single imperfection that they are seeing. We see that. And I love the quote that you've probably already heard, that when men are applying for a job, if they have about 60% of the qualifications, they will apply. But if a woman does not have 100% of the qualifications for that job, she will not even apply. Like, the standard that we hold ourselves to is unattainable. It's just, do you think there's an organizing police coming to check it out? Is someone doing the white glove test around your house? First of all, if they are, you need to get rid of that person out of your life. No one is scrutinizing your life the way that you are. And you need to just take a deep breath, dust your house every 8 weeks and move on. Like, go out and do it. The other thing I think we do is we set ourselves to this unrealistic expectation because it's more comfortable to perfect our dusting and to have a really good cleaning schedule than it is to start our own business or go get a job after we've been home for 14 years or write that novel that we've always had inside of us, or the novel, you have three novels already written and actually start submitting them to agents and publishers. Like, it's risk, you know, we can become perfect dusters.
So let's talk really quickly about this progress over perfection, because I think that's where you're getting to. And you said earlier, just start. I'm thinking there may be some connection there. But how do we get to where we embrace progress over the perfection that we're trying to sort of get away from?
Yes, of course. I'm going to tell you to start again. Good catching on to that. So I love productivity. Ever since I was a child, I've just been fascinated with how can we do more in less time? How can we task stack? Like, so how can I cram more into my day? Or how can I get everything done as fast as possible so I can have as much time as I want to myself in my day? Like, how can I not waste anything? But in learning productivity, again, people want to read all the books and figure out productivity and have somebody deliver productivity to you. productivity is all about micro improvements in your day and habit stacking. And habits take a long time to develop. Like you can develop 1 to 2 habits per trimester, like 6 per year total. Like it's a super, super slow growth, but I love the book Slight Edge by Jeff Olson. And Slight Edge teaches you that it's these little tiny habits that you add. If you only had 3 habits a year, over time, if you look at truly successful people, they've been developing and refining their life and their habits over time. Part of why COVID is so hard right now, and what I'm diving into in my podcast right now, is because our schedule and all of our habits got ripped away from us.
Right.
And if you have not started scaffolding those back in, your decision fatigue is over at 9:30 a.m. And because you've made decisions about, well, okay, it's only Zoom, so I'm just going to wear this top with my pajama bottoms. Don't waste your time on that. Just get dressed and then you're ready for whatever your day brings you. Don't try to like cheat the system like you're still in college so you can get ready and start. So you cannot make adjustments to what you're doing unless you're in motion. Like you can't think about it. You can't read about it. You start to realize where you can make your refinements to your habits and to your schedule through actually doing the tasks.
I love the term habit stacking.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, you know, there's probably a lot more, you probably feel a little bit more rewarded if you approach it from the, because you're making small changes, but the small changes are going to have an impact and the small changes are easier to do. And you're not taking on this mammoth, I need to do this big thing. You're saying, I'm going to pick this one little habit, stack it here, and then I might stack another little one on top of it. It just is so much more doable and so much easier to get you success and then motivation and all the things that come with when you do something, and you get it done. So,
yeah. And you notice what works and what doesn't. So like, does drinking 3 glasses of water a day change anything about how you feel or your migraines? After 6 weeks, you'll know. If you're like, you know what, the migraines still aren't really the same, and now I'm going to the bathroom every hour, and that's not really convenient because I have too many meetings and I commute. So because it didn't help the migraines, which is why I was drinking water, then I'm going to go back to how I used to drink water. So you don't always just have to add. You can also delete. You can modify. You can change them.
Yeah, try them out. See what works. Mm-hmm. Okay, the second concept, which we're all in the middle of, this home life fusion.
Mm-hmm.
Talk a little bit more about this. I know this is a big part of what you're going to be offering on leader.org and those courses. So what is this home life fusion concept?
Yeah. So my keynote talk, you know, people call it work-life balance or work-life integration. I was like, I don't really want to integrate it. There is no such thing as balance. I was like, but what if you could fuse them together? What if you could just be you all the time? And the parts of you that are work and home and everything else that's amazing to you would be fusion. So that's where I came up with that idea. What I actually put inside of leader.org is basically everything you wish your parents would have taught you before you left home. So it's hashtag adulting is basically what I've given you. Okay. The first 2 lessons give you the introduction taste to the Sunday basket. I know we're going to talk about that in a minute. So the Sunday basket is a large system habit and we break it into little pieces. So I teach you just the first part in lesson 1. And then I teach you the key to the Sunday basket, which is the weekly planning time in part 2. Then I have a lesson on renting. So renting an apartment or your first condo or whatever, keeping track of all those sheets of everything to turn on and turn off when you move out.
Okay, we've all been waiting for it. The Sunday basket.
Let's How much time it. Do I have? So I am an organized person. And when I was 40 and I started Organize 365, my life was the most unorganized it had ever been. Second only to when I was 30. And that's when I had 2 kids, 2 and under. Joey was extremely asthmatic. Abby was a little koala bear, wanted to be held. I had this booming direct sales business. And I thought I was a stay-at-home mom, even though I was working 40 hours a week. So I didn't outsource anything or ask anyone for help. And this is 2002. So remember, you know, we had cell phones, but they were large.
Right.
So at the end of my kitchen counter, I have like a 12-inch stack of papers. And I mean, they aren't even paper clipped or stapled together. It's just individual staple papers. Orders, bills, all kinds of papers. And my son would not sleep. So he'd fall asleep for a 20-minute nap. I'd go to do something. I couldn't get anything done. And I was falling farther and farther behind. My bills were being paid late just because I couldn't find them, not because we didn't have the money. And it was a Sunday at 8:00 at night. My husband and both kids were asleep. And I laid out all these papers on my family room floor. And it was 40 different piles of things that needed to be done. And I paperclipped them all. And I put them in a basket. And that was the start of the Sunday basket 18 years ago. And I've been using it ever since. Monday afternoon, Joey fell asleep for 20 minutes. I grabbed one of those little paper clips stacks, and I was able to pay all the bills and get them out the door in 20 minutes. I was like, this is going to work. It's going to take me a while to get caught up, but this is going to work. And within 6 weeks, I was caught up. And that is the system that now has become the Sunday basket. It has a physical basket and a whole bunch of things that go along to teach you this habit of delaying all these actionables that you have thrown at you all week long to Sunday, processing as many as you can on Sunday, organizing what's left, picking what's going to be done during the week. Once you do this 6 weeks, it will save you 5 hours every single week, Monday through Friday. You get an extra hour every day if you do the Sunday basket on Sunday after 6 weeks. It is game changer.
I love it. You just locked everybody in with 5 hours a week.
Well, and we did a study. Oh my gosh, we were in the middle of our time study when the pandemic happened and everybody sent their kids home. And we still, in that study, ended up with 4.5 hours that everybody gained by the end of the study. But, you know, we can't use it because the results were so skewed.
Yeah. Well, you know, I always say, women always, you know, if you're asked, like, what's the magic thing I could give you? We all say more time in a day. I just can't get it all done. So you've just figured out how to create a longer day.
Organization always gives you time. That's what I do. I create time. So the Sunday basket creates 5 hours a day, once you, or 5 hours a week. Once you get that 5 hours a week, when you do the 100-day program, we organize your house like we did the paper. Then all of a sudden you get another hour a day because we spend 55 minutes a day looking for things in America. So that's another 7 hours a week. Now you've got 12 hours a week that you didn't used to have before you got organized to go out and do what you were uniquely created to do. I get rid of things, delete things off of your list and consolidate them and batch them and get you organized and give you more time so then you can go out and do something that is not vacuuming.
I love it. Empowering. So speaking of empowerment, what's your last bit of motivation? What's your motivational word you would share with our listeners today?
You know, this thought has been coming to me recently. We as women, adult women, like try to make all these checklists and all these random things to organize us. And it finally occurred to me, we just have to organize our room. You remember when you were a kid and your parents would say, okay, we can do that. But Saturday morning, you need to clean and organize your room and then we will XYZ, whatever it was. That's how we grew up. And then we became adults and we got a whole big house and we stopped cleaning on Saturday morning. Like we stopped cleaning and organizing. We're like, I'm going to do it 15 minutes a day. I'm going to do it on Friday night. I'm going to shove it in on a Sunday afternoon. Just get up on Saturday, clean and organize your house and be done for the week. Like clean and organize on Saturday, plan on Sunday, just like you did when you were a kid, and all will go well.
I love how you make it sound so simple.
Yeah.
This has been terrific. I love all these concepts. I know our listeners are going to be so grateful to hear from you and to go take the course on leader.org. Yeah. I know there's a lot of good stuff packed in there. So before we go, I do want you to share with listeners where they can find your work and your book and where they can find you online and learn more about you.
Yes. So I'm Organized 365 everywhere. You can go to organized365.com to go to the website. My podcast is called Organized 365. You're listening to podcasts. You like podcasts. You might like mine. And I'm most active on Instagram. So if you want to watch my stories or DM me, that's where you will get me, Organized 365 on Instagram.
Awesome. Well, Lisa, thank you for joining us today. This has been terrific.
Thank you, Mindy.
I know all our listeners loved hearing from Lisa. I hope you'll go check her out. And I hope you'll go to leader.org. Again, that's with 3 D's, and check out her course. We hope all of our members and families are staying safe as we enjoy this fall for kindness. Stay tuned this fall as we'll be bringing back our wildly popular 3 for You series. We'd love to know what's on your mind heading into the fall and what topics you'd like to hear from experts on. You can always email us at podcast@trideltaeo.org. Please like, subscribe, and rate our podcast. We love those 5-star ratings. Thanks for talking TriDelta with us today. Join us next time. Stay safe and bring you.